complex. The fat is carried as a separate layer between the skin and the muscle.
Yep.
So that you don't get all of the fat that you get with beef.
Right.
So it's a quite different type of thing. Walker sells this yak meat at farm markets all over northern New Jersey, including the DeVore farm there in Bloomington.
All right.
The land trust farmers.
Yeah, we'll be talking about them a little bit later in the show. They're having their 10th anniversary next week.
Yeah.
So that's great.
Yeah, they're there on Sunday mornings.
Yep.
So you'd have to go on Father's Day or this Sunday in preparation for Father's Day. So.
Sure.
Yeah.
Venison is similar to yak in that it is with regard to the marbling of the meat. So
the fat, yeah.
You know, sometimes the butcher has to do something there because it's not something easy to cook if you don't and you have to cook it. Rare, or else the stuff doesn't cook real well. So,
I like to throw it into a slow cooker and cook it all day.
There you go. All right. Yeah, you got to do different things.
8 hours. 8 hours will tenderize just about anything.
All right.
I talked to Eric Doyle over at Reddington River.
Okay.
The Buffalo Farm.
Right.
And you can get all kinds of cuts there at their farm store. Tenderloin or ribeye steaks or chuck or London broil, whatever. There's a full list of the cuts on their website. So if you go to the website, you can find all of that. Jack and Cheryl Gaskell run the Blue Jingler Farm outside Stockton there, and they're a member of the Croton Farmers Cooperative. And they, you can find them at several Hunterdon farm markets. They have beef and pork and chickens, and everything is grass-fed and pasture-raised and so forth.
Right.
But they're at the Stangle Factory Farmers Market on Saturday, as well as the Surgeonsville Farmers Market on Saturday. And then they're at the Clinton Farmers Market on Sunday.
Wow.
Most of these farmers markets are morning type things, but some of them open. Stangle is open until 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so you could pick up some beef or pork or chickens or whatever you eggs, whatever you think might turn Dad on.
Yep. All right. So you're venturing down the unusual food path. That was the.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was time for a beer, so I talked to Carl Alfaro at Conclave Brewing. Have you been there?
I have not, and it's on my list. So
Conclave,
tell me.
Is it?
Bring it to me there.
Conning Road, right there.
Yeah.
And Carl is the chief brewer. Carl has been brewing all his life, but he spent 20 years in civil engineering, building roads and bridges or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he decided finally to take the interest he had in brewing and turn it into a business. So he opened last July. He's coming up on his first anniversary.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah, you can stop in there. There's a small room that you can go in and taste, sample the beers and home in on what you like. He has six different brews.
Okay.
And you can come in and take a growler home for Dad. A growler, by the way, for people who don't know, is a container, usually glass or steel, and it's something bigger than a can, than a six-pack,
right,
and is smaller than a keg.
Right.
So it's a convenient way to do it. I think they come in 32 and 64 ounce sizes. So you can pick up a growler of whatever beer you home in on, or several, and take it home for Father's Day.
All right.
ConclaveBrewing.com.
And we got another one coming. Lone Eagle was coming along soon.
Yeah.
So
where are they located, by the way?
They're supposed to be over in the Stangle area, from what I was told.
I've heard of that, but they didn't know where they were.
They're not open yet. They're not open yet. They just stole one of the brewmasters from another famous brewery, Dogfish Head.
Dogfish Head.
Yeah. So. So they're not open yet, but they're on their way. But it takes what
some
about
of these names get really interesting.
That's how you break through. That's how you break through.
Yeah.
But Lone Eagle is obviously a homage to our gentleman there who flew the plane. Now it escapes me, which is crazy. Wow, that's bad. No,
you mean the Wright brothers?
No. The gentleman, good grief, the murder trial.
The murder trial
in Flemington.
You've lost me
in Flemington. In Flemington.
In Flemington. Oh, the big murder trial.
Yeah.
The guy who flew from New York.
Yeah, the guy. Yeah, see, that, you got the same. You
what
got
was
the same,
his name? What was his name, Chris?
You got the same illness I do. Oh my goodness. My, that's bad.
You know, we're not 25 anymore.
Yeah,
no.
So. Well, it'll come to me in about 5 minutes after I've hung up, and I'm going to be embarrassed.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's homage to him. And then, what's the reason for Conclave? Did they mention it?
You mean the name?
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't get into that. I did talk to him about how on earth do you name all these beers and stouts and ales and so forth. And he said that he just jots down names as they come to him, and then he selects one when he's ready. So.
I'm glad he's jotting them down, because he'll forget them in 5 minutes like we just did.
Yeah. He has one called Hearts of Glass, Blonde Ale,
right.
Espresso Milk Stout. Where do these things come from?
I don't know.
I assumed that the espresso milk stout had something to do with coffee, but I don't know.
Wow.
Gravitational waves. That must come from his civil engineering background.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's interesting how you go and you start into... That must come from his civil engineering background.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's interesting how you go and you start into...
Charles Lindbergh.
Yeah, Lindbergh. There you go.
Oh, that was
so it
bad.
Didn't take 5 minutes.
Well, I had to actually look it up. That's how bad that was.
Oh. So. What would we ever do without Google?
I don't know. I don't know what we did without it. So.
Yeah, Lindbergh. So there may be Flemington is on the... excuse me, on the way to becoming a beer capital here.
Cool. All right.
We can have craft beers on every corner. That'll attract attention and people.
Will do. Yep.
And maybe improve the employment.
That'll be great.
I don't know whether... The other one is over on in, Milford there with the Ship Inn. They do beer.
Right. Well, if not, it'll just make people happy. That's all we need, right?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Increase the happiness in the world.
Increase the happiness. Have a beer garden. All right, sir. That's great news. I'm glad we got all us out there. So plans for Father's Day. Excellent stuff. So,
yeah.
All right.
It's going to come up here in about 2 weeks.
Excellent. Well, thank you as always. We will talk to you next Monday. Appreciate it.
Good.
And go and look up your Georgia blueberries, all right?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to check that out.
All right. Take care, Al. Thank you so much.
Take care, Chris.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's Al Ward, Business with Al, giving us insight into how you can plan for Father's Day. Well, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a moment.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
All eyes will be on California tomorrow as voters in the Golden State head to the polls. Dr. Sean Foreman of Barry University pointing out that the California contest usually doesn't matter much in the typical election cycle.
It's pretty exciting on the Democratic side that California matters and it seems to be so close. Looking at the polls.
Dr. Foreman saying even if Sanders pulls an upset win over Clinton in California, it may not matter. Clinton may earn enough delegates to clinch the nomination as voters in New Jersey, Montana, New Mexico, and the Dakotas also head to the polls. Forecasters with the National Weather Service say residents of Florida's Big Bend region should expect heavy rains and the possibility of tornadoes and severe weather through Tuesday with the onslaught of Tropical Storm Colin. Meteorologists say residents of the Panhandle north and east of Panama City can expect between 3 to 5 inches of rain. This is USA Radio News.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Have you been to ConservativeTribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
Conservative writer David French says he will not be making an independent run for president. The Weekly Standard editor Bill Kristol was reportedly hoping to get French to launch a presidential bid. In an article for the National Review, French says he's not the right person to run as an independent alternative to the Democratic and Republican nominees. Prosecutors say he's the officer most responsible for Freddie Gray's death, but soon we'll find out what a jury thinks. The trial of Baltimore police officer Caesar Goodson starts today. He's the only officer charged with murder in Gray's death. Prosecutors say he was responsible for making sure Gray was buckled in during a ride in a police van after Gray's arrest over a year ago. Boxing legend Muhammad Ali will be laid to rest this week. Funeral services for the three-time heavyweight champion are set for Friday in his hometown of Louisville, Kentucky. The service will be open to the public. Moments of silence were held at sporting events around the country over the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Sean Hare, the site director at ConservativeTribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
Authorities in Cincinnati expected to announce today whether the family of a boy who climbed into a gorilla exhibit at a zoo will face charges. The three-year-old falling into the enclosure late last month and was dragged around by a 450-pound silverback gorilla named Harambe. A response team fatally shot the endangered animal, sparking outrage and worldwide attention. A New York lawmaker wants to end robocalls once and for all. Reporter Mitch Levy tells us that present methods to stop them are not working.
Despite the Do Not Call registry, New Yorkers are being inundated with unwanted calls from telemarketers and politicians. So New York Senator Chuck Schumer is urging Congress to pass a law mandating both landline and wireless carriers to make robocall blocking available to consumers. He says the technology works much the way spam filters do for email. Schumer says robocalls are the one thing that annoy Americans the most, and it's time to bring a stop to what he calls this epidemic. Mitch Levy, New York.
The Texas Department of Transportation would like to know who keeps hacking into the electronic highway signs. Yesterday, a sign in Cedar Springs read, "Gorilla deserved it." obviously referring to the 450-pound gorilla fatally shot at the Cincinnati Zoo last month. Three other Dallas construction signs have also been hacked in recent days, reading, Donald Trump is a shape-shifting lizard, Bernie for president, and work is canceled, go back home. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, handyman extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Zero highs around 70. Chance of rain 40%. Thursday the 9th, sunny highs in the lower 70s. Prom night, mostly sunny highs in the mid 70s. Partly sunny on Saturday morning, then becoming mostly cloudy, highs in the upper 70s. Temperatures in our area. Well, they might talk to it, man. So we'll just bring it. Alright, so that's good morning, everybody. I'm Jimmy Radio Weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormones. Hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis.
Dr. Foreman saying even if Sanders pulls an upset win over Clinton in California, it may not matter. Clinton may earn enough delegates to clinch the nomination as voters in New Jersey, Montana, New Mexico, and the Dakotas also head to the polls. Forecasters with the National Weather Service say residents of Florida's Big Bend region should expect heavy rains and the possibility of tornadoes and severe weather through Tuesday with the onslaught of Tropical Storm Colin. Meteorologists say residents of the Panhandle north and east of Panama City can expect between 3 to 5 inches of rain. This is USA Radio News.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, it's spiritual.
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies.
I kinda love it.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ed Council.
Have you been to ConservativeTribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
Conservative writer David French says he will not be making an independent run for president. The Weekly Standard editor Bill Kristol was reportedly hoping to get French to launch a presidential bid. In an article for the National Review, French says he's not the right person to run as an independent alternative to the Democratic and Republican nominees. Prosecutors say he's the officer most responsible for Freddie Gray's death, but soon we'll find out what a jury thinks. The trial of Baltimore police officer Cesar Goodson starts today. He's the only officer charged with murder in Gray's death. Prosecutors say he was responsible for making sure Gray was buckled in during a ride in a police van after Gray's arrest over a year ago. Boxing legend Muhammad Ali will be laid to rest this week. Funeral services for the three-time heavyweight champion are set for Friday in his hometown of Louisville, Kentucky. The service will be open to the public. Moments of silence were held at sporting events around the country over the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Sean Hare, the site director at ConservativeTribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
Authorities in Cincinnati expected to announce today whether the family of a boy who climbed into a gorilla exhibit at a zoo will face charges. The three-year-old falling into the enclosure late last month and was dragged around by a 450-pound silverback gorilla named Harambe. A response team fatally shot the endangered animal, sparking outrage and worldwide attention. A New York lawmaker wants to end robocalls once and for all. Reporter Mitch Levy tells us that present methods to stop them are not working.
Despite the Do Not Call registry, New Yorkers are being inundated with unwanted calls from telemarketers and politicians. So New York Senator Chuck Schumer is urging Congress to pass a law mandating both landline and wireless carriers to make robocall blocking available to consumers. He says the technology works much the way spam filters do for email. Schumer says robocalls are the one thing that annoy Americans the most, and it's time to bring a stop to what he calls this epidemic. Mitch Levy, New York.
The Texas Department of Transportation would like to know who keeps hacking into the electronic highway signs. Yesterday, a sign in Cedar Springs read, "Gorilla deserved it," obviously referring to the 450-pound gorilla fatally shot at the Cincinnati Zoo last month. Three other Dallas construction signs have also been hacked in recent days, reading, "Donald Trump is a shape-shifting lizard, Bernie for president, and work is canceled, go back home." This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
It's 5 after 8, time for Huntington Chamber Radio weather. Huntington. Much better weather after that front that came through last night. It's 65 degrees, partly cloudy skies, 10% chance of precipitation. Today is Monday, it's June 6th. Sunny highs in the lower 80s, west winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 60s, southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly sunny with a chance of showers and a chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon tomorrow. Highs in the lower 80s, west winds at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 40%. On the 8th, partly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Breezy at highs around 70. Chance of rain 40%. Thursday the 9th, sunny highs in the lower 70s. Friday night, mostly sunny, highs in the mid 70s. Partly sunny on Saturday morning, then becoming mostly cloudy, highs in the upper 70s. Temperatures in our area.
No more talk right now. So we'll just wait. Alright, so that's Good Morning Learning on Jimmy Radio Live.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Let me put my arms around your head. She is hot, let's go to bed. Don't forget to turn on the light. Don't laugh, babe, it'll be alright. Pour me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Strange ones in the dome can lend us a book. We can meet up alone and try to get it on like once before. When people stared in Jack's eyes and scored like the video films we saw.
Well, good morning, Herman. It's you here live from the Herman Thomas offices in Flemington, New Jersey. We're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh Trough. My job to get you out and about any day, going to work, going to school, when your errands. You need to be on the air, folks, over the wild road, not over the air, where we're doing a 24-hour talking radio station in the nation, produced by Chamber of Commerce, right about Herman County, New Jersey. This is David Bowie. The song is called Driving, and a little today in history and the celebration observance. Today is the first day that a drive-in was erected in Camden, New Jersey, the first drive-in ever of its kind. That one in Camden doesn't exist anymore. The number two drive-in ever in the country is not far. It's in Pennsylvania. And there's also one down in Vineland, so you can go and enjoy that if you like. So here we are, it's 10 after 8, got to get traffic for you. Let's find out what's going on our Herman County roads. So early this morning, congestion 78 eastbound at Tewksbury all the way to 287. And congestion southbound on Route 31 from Hampton to High Bridge. That was all happening early this morning. Quarter to 8 this morning, exit 12, Union Township. Congestion. Pockets of slow-moving traffic through the area with some instances of stopping or nearly stopped traffic. Delays from exit 12 in Perryville all the way to 287. And not sure why that would be, except for either heavy traffic or perhaps somewhere. So let's drive safe, sound, and smart. Good morning, Hunterdon, on Chamber Radio Traffic. So what's going on, Hunter Chimbarita? Come schedule for today. Well, I'm on until 10. I have Michelle Heidi on at 8:30, and then we have Al War on at 8:40. Talk to Al about businesses in Hunter County. Al always gives us some insight into up and coming things that are happening in the area. At 11 o'clock, it's Chef Bill's Table. Bill Kinslow comes over here from Jake's. He's also teaches classes over at the Hunter County Polytech and teaches us about tips, tricks, and advice in the kitchen, including recipes. Mental Health Matters. Larry Cartwright is on from 2 to 3. Larry brings us information about brain injury and brain illness from NAMI of Hunterdon. Hummel Medical Center on the Air is on from 3 to 4, talking about the people, places, and programs going on at the Medical Center. Either Chris Phelan or Larry Cartwright hosts that. Georgian Trinkle gives us the latest viewpoints and the up-and-coming headlines in Hunterdon County, in Hot in Hunterdon from 4 to 5. And then Ruth Ann's Celebration Hour, Ruth Ann Brown, celebrant, officiant, proprietor of Celebration of a Lifetime, comes on and does a great show on your evening commute, talking to great and very interesting people on Ruth Ann's Celebration Hour. That is the entire Huntington.com lineup. It is all there on the Huntington.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunter Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with Huntington.com. We'll be right back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and Health Best. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
This is Tony Clark, Parrot Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, ceremony officiant with CelebrationOfALifetime.com. I joined the Chamber so I can get to know you and what you're all about, and I hope you want to get to know me and what I'm all about. Then we can celebrate what we can do to make Hunterdon County better.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntertonChamberRadio.com app today.
Is for the month, week, and day from BrownieLife.com. It's fireworks safety month. Everybody's going to start buying fireworks. You know they're illegal in New Jersey. You do it anyway. Just need to be smart and safe about it, man. Come on. It's Georgia Blueberry Month. Gay and Lesbian Pride Month. Great Outdoors Month. International Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, International Men's Month, International Surf Music Month, Dairy Month, June is Lane Courtesy Day, Lane Courtesy Month, June is Perennial Gardening Month, June is Turkey Lovers Month. What do you think turkey loving is in November? Men's Health or Education Awareness Month, Migraine Awareness Month, and National Accordion Awareness Month. I don't know why those two are together. Migraines and accordions. National Aphasia Awareness Month. National Bathroom Reading Month. National Campaign Month. National Candy Month. National Caribbean American Heritage Month. National Congenital Cytomegalovirus Awareness Month. National Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, and Transgender Pride Month. National Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, Transgender Cook Month. Fruit and Veggies Month. National Iced Tea Month. National Migraine and Headache Awareness Month. National Oceans Month. For the week, it is International Clothesline Week, Bed Bug Awareness Week, Black Single Parents Week, End the Mountaintop Removal Week, National Business Etiquette Week, National Headache Awareness Week, National Sun Safety Week, Pet Appreciation Week, Rip Current Awareness Week. We started National Automotive Service Professionals Week. And for today, it is Atheists Pride Day, it's D-Day, Drive-In Movie Day, National Thank God It's Monday Day, Ramadan, it's Russian Language Day, it's National Higher Education Day, and it's Yo-Yo Day. Remember that? Duncan? Walk the dog? Celebration sentences for the month, week, and day from brandwatch.com. Pick something, get involved. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com. Christine Gianantonio of Star Ledger reports on 3rd that Clinton scouts pay tribute to the fallen members while touring D.C. Last month, 37 members of Annandale Boy Scout Troop 200 spent an action-packed weekend in Washington, D.C. The scouts toured the National Museum of Natural History, the National Museum of American History, and the Stephen Uder Hazy Center and Smithsonian National Air and Space Museum in Chantilly, Virginia, home to the Space Shuttle Discovery. They also walked through Arlington National Cemetery in the rain, watched the changing of the guard at the Tomb of the Unknown, and took a private tour of the Capitol. The highlight of the trip was a stop the scouts made at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. Once at the memorial, they located the names of two former Troop 200 members, Lieutenant Frederick Y. Holges and helicopter pilot Robert Porter Shepard, and left troop neckerchiefs bearing Holges and Shepard's names at the memorial as a token of respect and appreciation. Troop 200 meets Monday nights at Immaculate Conception Church in Annandale. For more information about Troop 200, and you can visit www.t200.org. So what did we learn there? Well, first of all, I think any trip down to Washington, D.C. is just, it's just mind-blowing. It really is. You can tell kids about it. You can show them pictures. But when they get there, the aura of that particular place and all the things that are there is just amazing. I've seen it time and time again, even with the kids that go on the 8th grade trips for middle school. Number two, how about the cyclical nature of going and finding two people that actually were part of your troop and paid the ultimate sacrifice by being veterans of the Vietnam War and learning that they were part of your troop. Amazing to give true perspective to being an organized unit such as a scout. and seeing how that grown to a sizable responsibility as being a Vietnam veteran. So an amazing little thing, and what a lesson learned there. Who knows what that impact will be. But certainly those kids loved it, and they respected it. And that's vitamin C for today. It's time for celebrity birthdays for June 6th, 2016.
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
The old disc jockey almanac has our birthdays. Audrey Anderson Emmons is 9. She's in Modern Family. The Polar Express's Chantal Valdivieso is 22. Suburgatory, Abby Cobb is 24. Supernatural's Shane Simmons is 25. And Education, Ellie Kendrick is 26. Degrassi, The Next Generation. Paolo Brancati is 27. Star Wars Episode 2, Daniel Logan is 29. The Birdman, Helena Alexis Seymour is 31. John Tucker Must Die, Amber Boricki is 33. Piranha 3D, Gianna Michaels is 33. Lindy Greenwood is 33 from Sleepy Hollow. Wild Child's Johnny Picard is 35. Prometheus, Philip McGinley is 35. The Change Up, Joe Nijevic is 39. Helix, Kyle Zagorski is 40. Step by Step, Stacey Keenan is 41. The Mind of the Married Man, Sonia Wilder is 42. Hunger Games, Mockingbird Part 1. Danny Strong is 42. Country music singer, Lisa Philcoff is 43. NBC News anchor, Natalie Morales is 44. Paul Giamatti is 49 from Saving Private Ryan. Doogie Howser, MD, Max Casella is 49. Dumb and Dumber, Cam Neely is 51. The Patriot, Jason Isaacs is 53. License to Kill, Anthony Stark is 53. Leviathan, Amanda Pays is 57. Marie Richardson is 57. Oswald Shutt, film producer, I Am Legend, Neil H. Moritz is 57. Comedian and actor in SNL, Colin Quinn is 57. Alien 3 is Daniel Webb, 58. International Tennis Hall of Famer, Bjorn Borg is 63. The King of Comedy, Sandra Bernhardt is 61. Independence Day's Harvey Firestein is 62. Singer Dwight Twilley is 65. Alien Nation's Gary Graham is 66. Freddy vs. Jason, Robert Englund is 69. Country music singer, Joe Stampley is 73. R&B singer, Gary U.S. Bounds is 77. Hockey Hall of Famer, Fast Eddie Jokinen is 77, and Tibet's 14th and current Dalai Lama, Tenzin Gyatso, is 80 today. Those are our celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@hunchinger.com, and we'll get on the show to celebrate. And that will be happening in just a little bit. There is Gary U.S. Bonds. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Home. Michelle Hyde is up next.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
All eyes will be on California tomorrow as voters in the Golden State head to the polls. Dr. Sean Foreman of Barry University pointing out that the California contest usually doesn't matter much in the typical election cycle.
It's pretty exciting on the Democratic side that California matters, and it seems to be so close. Looking at the polls.
Dr. Foreman saying even if Sanders pulls an upset win over Clinton in California, it may not matter. Clinton may earn enough delegates to clinch the nomination as voters in New Jersey, Montana, New Mexico, and the Dakotas also head to the polls. Forecasters with the National Weather Service say residents of Florida's Big Bend region should expect heavy rains and the possibility of tornadoes and severe weather through Tuesday with the onslaught of Tropical Storm Colin. Meteorologists say residents of the Panhandle north and east of Panama City can expect between 3 to 5 inches of rain. This is USA Radio News.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
twinsies.
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ed Council.
Have you been to ConservativeTribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
Conservative writer David French says he will not be making an independent run for president. The Weekly Standard editor Bill Kristol was reportedly hoping to get French to launch a presidential bid. In an article for the National Review, French says he's not the right person to run as an independent alternative to the Democratic and Republican nominees. Prosecutors say he's the officer most responsible for Freddie Gray's death, but soon we'll find out what a jury thinks. The trial of Baltimore police officer Caesar Goodson starts today. He's the only officer charged with murder in Gray's death. Prosecutors say he was responsible for making sure Gray was buckled in during a ride in a police van after Gray's arrest over a year ago. Boxing legend Muhammad Ali will be laid to rest this week. Funeral services for the three-time heavyweight champion are set for Friday in his hometown of Louisville, Kentucky. The service will be open to the public. Moments of silence were held at sporting events around the country over the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Sean Hare, the site director at ConservativeTribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
Authorities in Cincinnati expected to announce today whether the family of a boy who climbed into a gorilla exhibit at a zoo will face charges. The three-year-old falling into the enclosure late last month and was dragged around by a 450-pound silverback gorilla named Harambe. A response team fatally shot the endangered animal, sparking outrage and worldwide attention. A New York lawmaker wants to end robocalls once and for all. Reporter Mitch Levy tells us that present methods to stop them are not working.
Despite the Do Not Call registry, New Yorkers are being inundated with unwanted calls from telemarketers and politicians. So New York Senator Chuck Schumer is urging Congress to pass a law mandating both landline and wireless carriers to make robocall blocking available to consumers. He says the technology works much the way spam filters do for email. Schumer says robocalls are the one thing that annoy Americans the most. And it's time to bring a stop to what he calls this epidemic. Mitch Levy, New York.
The Texas Department of Transportation would like to know who keeps hacking into the electronic highway signs. Yesterday, a sign in Cedar Springs read, "Gorilla deserved it," obviously referring to the 450-pound gorilla fatally shot at the Cincinnati Zoo last month. Three other Dallas construction signs have also been hacked in recent days, reading, "Donald Trump is a shape-shifting lizard, Bernie for president, and work is canceled, go back home." This is USA Radio News.
All right, it's time to talk with Michelle. We got a first full week of June, Michelle. Good morning, how are you?
Well, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. We got our first full week of June. How did we fare closing out last week?
Well, not
not too badly. We were down a little bit on Friday, but nothing crazy. You know, again, the big driver was the non-farm payroll figures, which were disappointing, which in turn were seen as a positive because that lowered the probability of the potential rate hike yet.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
Looking a little bit higher this morning because investors are starting to, you know, again, trying to figure out the timing. But it's looking less likely that it would happen this month, although, you know, we won't know until that day. Let's see. She's actually, Janet Yellen is speaking at an event in Philadelphia today. Again, you know, it's interesting because, you know, they hear that as a speaking event, but that doesn't mean that they're going to be speaking, you know, focusing just on what they would normally focus on, but the market always likes to see what everyone is saying.
Right.
Over in Europe, we have the market somewhat mixed. We had a little bit of a cautious lead from Asia, a little bit of a shaky start to the trading season in Europe. And let's see, they're basically losing ground in Asia overnight due to disappointing May jobs, which weakened the dollar and bolstered some of the regional currencies, including the yen. Not a lot of headlines out there this morning, and there's not any big economic data coming out today. Pretty much wrapping up, I mean, I've been saying that for the last couple of weeks, but yeah, we're pretty much in the final wrapping up of earnings season before we get ready for the second quarter earnings season, which will be happening just in a few weeks, actually.
Yeah.
So it looks like the U.S. markets will probably open at least somewhat higher. The Dow futures were up about 52, S&P up 5, NASDAQ up 11. But yeah, the market shifts are continuing to, you know, continue to trade in the range, not really any big catalyst one way or another, but starting to sense a little bit more cautiousness out there.
You know, I don't ask you to speculate, but what is the, if Janet Yellen and the Fed's decision one way or another is the only story that we're talking about, what could possibly be another catalyst that could get us past this ceiling?
Right, no, exactly. I don't know. That's a good question.
I mean,
because there's really not really anything, you know, on the potential for a major upside.
Right.
It's not like there's like some new something that we're all like, ooh, once this thing happens, the markets are really going to go higher. If anything, there would be a little bit more, I guess, potential for a catalyst on the downside. You know, when you start hearing stirrings of the credit markets in terms of, you know, loan practices, whether it's auto loans, mortgages, those types of things. But again, that might just be the media trying to dig up some dirt to pull some headlines together because, you know, in real life, it still is very difficult for folks to get mortgages because the banks don't want to loan money at these low rates. So they're making it as difficult as possible to get hands on money. Even for those that had really good credit. So, it's interesting. I think we're going to continue to, you know, as we've talked about, continue to trade in this range. But definitely the expectation in terms of performance over the next couple of years has definitely been pared back from the, you know, quote unquote historical 8 to 10% average S&P over the past, you know, X number of years. So,
I mean that's the interesting part, and now as you brought in a little while ago, we're back to that reverse psychology situation again.
Right.
So if they, I'm getting the feeling that if they withhold doing anything in June, that might be the catalyst. But then again, you're wondering whether if they do finally make that move that finally says to everybody the economy is stronger and you should continue to invest. They've messed it up again.
Right, exactly.
Messed it up again. Amazing.
Exactly.
All right. And then, by the way, as you pointed out, Janet Yellen actually has other things to do other than talk about Fed rate hikes. So, you know, it's getting to the point where if she goes outside and picks a, goes shopping in the supermarket and picks broccoli over asparagus, we're going to have a rate hike or not.
Exactly.
Crazy. There's a time and place when she'll talk about it, and that's the time when we should be focusing on it. And the newspapers worrying about it when she's talking at other engagements or at graduation ceremonies is kind of silly.
It is. It is. So, it really is. Like I said, it's, you know, they're kind of trying to dig for anything at this point because there's not, you know, in the financial world, there's not a whole lot of new and exciting information to record.
Yeah. It's called a slow news day. Slow news
day.
All right. Speaking of slow news days, we're trying to catch up on. I need to kill another minute here, so I'm going to find out how'd you do in your run this week. Did you run, by the way, with your girls?
I did run, and it was interesting because my daughter. I said, "Oh, I'll run with you." She kind of looked at me. She's like, "Well, I kind of like to run by myself, Mom." I'm like, "Okay, then. I guess I'll run by myself and cheer the other girls on." But it was a lot of fun. They had, you know, tons of fun activities to get everybody all fired up for the run. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, it's always fun to see how some of the people dress. You know, there was a guy wearing this bright, I think it was a bright green or bright orange shirt, and he had a tutu on, and you know, so you get to run, you kind of laugh at some of these people. You're like, hey, they got off the couch and they're out here running. And it was really a great morning. And as I mentioned off air, I'm glad it was in the morning. It definitely got a lot hotter as the day got on. But we had the race in the morning, and then we went over to Community Day and checked out all the local vendors and nonprofits. And kids did a couple of the little bouncy slides and things like that. So that was a lot of fun as well. So, the girls on the run season went so quick this time.
Yeah.
I mean, it did last year too, but it's always a really good program for the girls, and kind of sad that it's coming to a close.
So you've pointed out time and time again, it's not just a one season experience for girls. It's something that they can continue to do over and over and over again. So when does the next cycle start?
So the next cycle will start back up again in September.
Okay.
So there's another program that runs from September to around November.
Mm-hmm.
And we usually skip this season only because my kids and the other coaches' kids play soccer, so there's not a lot of extra time.
Right.
But then we'll start back up again in March for the next spring season. And now that my daughter will be going into sixth grade, as will my other coach's daughter, there's a program, it's not called Girls on the Run, but it's under the Girls on the Run umbrella. It's called Heart and Soul, so it focuses more on the middle school, some of the topics of discussion for middle school girls. So, look forward to coaching that program next spring.
Cool. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it sounds like a great program, and now that I have daughters who are about finishing up their 10 years, it sounds like these types of programs are really important to maintain and improve self-esteem for women.
Mm-hmm.
So that's great.
No, it is. It's kind of funny. My daughter, you know, she definitely learned some things because even yesterday, I guess I must have been getting my temper must have been a tiny bit short yesterday. And so she looks at me. She's like, "Mom, are you thinking like a girl on the run? Because I don't think you are." She's like, "Take a breather." So then, of course, I was like, "Yes, you're paying attention."
Cool. All right, Michelle. Good news.
All right.
All right, have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Thank you so much.
All right, sounds good.
All right,
you too. Thanks.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Michelle Heide from Pat and Heide Associates, Financial Advisory Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500
For more information about any of our programs or to join, NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tammy Rose.
Storm warnings and watches are in effect as Tropical Storm Collins starts to dump rain on Florida.